Shalom liyudim, shalom lebnei noach, shalom legoyim. It's the evening of the sixth day, kaf vav be'iyal, tav shin ayin hei, parashas b'chukosai, the evening of the fifth day, Thursday, 14 May 2015, webcasting from the permanent source of world bitterness. How to explain it? The never-ending abuse directed at Israel by the world, especially by Europeans, today's dying post-Christian Europeans, one suspects that not a day goes by in the European media without some news item attacking Israel. Given the 28 nations in the EU and surely the hundreds of news outlets, this is not a far-fetched hypothesis. Why is this so? Well, Israel is the chosen nation, and set aside for a moment any religious beliefs, this is a statement of fact, not belief. Fact that there is no country in the world so singled out. The most obvious example is the fact that at the United Nations, Israel is uniquely barred from serving on the Security Council and uniquely singled out in the General Assembly by the sheer number of documents concerning Israel. In my research project for the Prime Minister's office, I discovered that in the first biblical generation of 40 years, the General Assembly never condemned an Arab state. That's its worst level of criticism. Versus 321 resolutions condemning Israel. That's roughly 80 per year. That's more than one a week in a 52-week year, but the council doesn't sit 52 weeks a year. It's probably double that per week. I discovered over 55,000 individual country votes against Israel in that period, spread over 870 resolutions, with many resolutions containing several parts requiring separate votes. That's how you get that figure of over 55,000 anti-Israel votes. Voting against Israel in the de facto planetary government is functionally as regular as a heartbeat, a pulse that never stops beating 24/7. Voting against Israel is like breathing for the goyim, the nations of the world. So we should not be too surprised by news items like the one today on Israel National News of a meeting last week. One gathers in the foreign ministry in Jerusalem with a delegation from its counterpart in Paris. The general agenda was talk between the two sides on security and diplomacy, but last week's session degenerated into a heated discussion, not on security and diplomatic matters, but or on the expanding network of Muslim murder cults around the globe, or the situation in France that Israel might be able to help with. At issue was a report that the French foreign minister, this delegation's boss, Laurent Fabius, continues to push for a UN Security Council resolution that will dictate the borders of a Palestinian state based on where the fighting between Israel and the Kingdom of Jordan ceased 65 years ago. In other words, as if the Six-Day War had never happened, as if all the hundreds of terror attacks launched from Jordanian-occupied Judea and Samaria before then never happened, as if the massacres of the two intifadas had not originated from there. It's a diktat to Israel to learn nothing from the 65 years of homicidal aggression in these areas on the part of Muslims, openly sworn not to just liberating these areas from Israeli rule, but destroying all of the state of Israel, God forbid. That the Jordanians never honored the ceasefire of 1949 by not preventing those terror attacks up to 1967, that Jordan opened fire again that year to destroy all of Israel, that Jordan relinquished its claim to Judea and Samaria in 1988. None of this matters to France these days. All that matters is that Israel not be allowed to keep land it so plainly needs for its self-defense. What became, according to the report, news item last week, the focus of this heated discussion was the obvious disrespect shown by France to Israel, almost as if, as per Arab dreams, Israel did not even exist. The rumors have it that the French revolution in the making, that the Muslim criminal in the Oval Office is likely to support, will not only dictate to Israel its borders with this hypothetical Palestinian state, there will be a deadline for this state to rise, and above all, Israel will have no say in the matter, no say in the drafting of said resolution, with rumors also flying around, according to which the French have already consulted with the Muslim terrorists here known as the Palestinian Authority, Even though on paper it is explicitly clear that the PA is only a front for the PLO, the great criminal terror syndicate of the last half century, the greatest Jew-killing operation since Nazi Germany. According to the original report in Haaretz that the Rutsheva site was citing, Israel's Director General for the Foreign Ministry, Nissim Ben-Shitrit, addressed his French counterpart across the table, one Christian Massé, saying, quote, "You are speaking with the whole world about your initiative, just not with us. You seem to have forgotten that we are also a party to this and that you ought to involve us too," close quote. This is extraordinary. Who do the French think they are when they think they know better than us Jews who live here what's the best course of action? In this, though, in their defense, so does Imam Barak Hussein, who thinks his experience as a community organizer in Chicago and sporadic attendance in the Illinois State Senate makes him wiser than Israelis. He didn't like the way the people of Israel voted on March 17th. He knows better. Actually, I cannot help but also notice the coincidence here between the charge that the Creator God, who gave the Jewish people this land, also gave the world the story of Adam and Eve and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the chronic addiction by anti-Jews, Gentile and Jewish alike, to compulsively bash the children of Israel for their evil ways. There's a connection. Beneath the French Revolution, favored, pushed by this apostate, Laurent Fabius, whose Jewish parents converted to Catholicism and converted him as well and raised him as a Catholic, he wants to draft it, and it contains this accusation, implicit, that the Jews are wrong to live and rule in Judea, that the non-Jews in these territories are the victims of Israel's iniquitous occupation of land that does not belong to Israel, which, when you think about it, is another rebellion against the Holy One, blessed be He. Indeed, at issue is the very real estate here, so tiny in size, promised to Abraham in his first recorded creation, in conversation with his maker, who said to him, "Get yourself to a land that I will show you." And here are these anti-Jews in Paris saying just the opposite. They're saying, "Get out of this land that does not belong to you, you criminals, in illegal occupation of it after your aggression in 1967. The world is fit to be tied by the presence of Jews on the very hills Abraham walked upon for the first time almost 3,800 years ago. And not only in the news was this French delegation in Jerusalem, which the Fabius draft is also rumored to call for taking away from the Jews, its heart, to become the capital of a Palestinian state. Other separate former Euro big shots, NATO Secretary General Javier Solana, and Spanish compatriot Miguel Moratinos, former Spanish foreign minister, and several others, sent a letter to the erstwhile communist Federica Mogherini, foreign policy czarina of today's EU, accusing Israel of a lack of interest in the peace process. Got that? Israel has no interest in peace. Israel is anti-peace. That's how Tzipi Livni and Peace Now think. If you don't support handing over Judea and Samaria to the same people who fire rockets out of Gaza, you don't want peace. What is it with these Europeans who simply cannot cease and desist from bashing Israel and demanding it behave in utterly inhuman ways? No people in our position would want to hand over the high ground either. It's simply inhuman what is asked and expected of us. In this, too, we are, without a doubt, the chosen people, chosen for this bizarre antagonism and confronted with these not-of-this-world expectations. Methinks that it is our very survival against all odds and our success that stirs up this hatred, for it shows us as living proof that there just might be something to the essential message of the Bible, which is not that the Jews are the chosen superior master people, but the evidence that God exists. It's the evidence of God seen through Jewish history, the God who demands that he know the difference between good and evil and make the right choice. Maybe this is why mankind hates us so much.
ציון היינו כחולמים אז ימלא זה חופינו ולשוננו רינה אז יאמרו בגויים הגדיל השם לעשות עם אלהים הגדיל השם לעשות עמנו היינו שמחים השם את שביתנו כף הקימה נגב הזורים בדימה ברינה יקצורו הלוך ילך ילך ובחונו זה משך הזה רבו יבוא יבוא ברינה נושא עלו
And that was Psalm 126. Also in the news today was the decision yesterday made by the successor to pagan Rome, that is Catholic Rome, via the reigning pope, successor to the Caesars, who also tried to destroy the Jews, who publicly announced the Vatican's formal recognition of the state of Palestine. You know, the way, I guess, was it the Swedes or the Dutch have done this too? And again, in all cases, never mind, there is no such state. It's like recognizing a will-o'-the-wisp, a verbal confection with nothing material beneath or behind it. According to the Vatican statement yesterday, it had reached an agreement with the Palestinians that, quote, deals with essential aspects of life and activity of the Catholic Church in Palestine, close quote. And for yours truly, this may be evidence that more important than the founding Catholic belief in the divinity of Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy See sees ejecting Jews from Judea and Samaria as more important than that belief. At a minimum, we can say that bashing Israel licenses the Vatican to override Holy Writ, indeed, functionally, to trash it. I mean, Jesus never called this land Palestine. The land, well, that name was only invented a century after hundreds of thousands of Jews were crucified, he being one of them. Indeed, the Pope's Bible, his first book, first verse of the second chapter of the book of Matthew, refers to Bethlehem and Judea. And Judea will appear 41 more times throughout Christian scripture. Jesus didn't call this hill country Palestine, so who is this Pope to do that? Which is why I say Jew bashing is more important for Catholics like this Pope than fidelity to the presumptive holiness of his own sacred text. I mean, how could he not bash Israel, whose very existence confronts big time basic tenets of his faith? For 2,000 years, Christian regimes denied Jews citizenship. They lived on sufferance. Into the 19th century, whenever a Jew arrived in a new town in Europe, he had to report to the police to seek permission to stay temporarily or for longer and pay for the privilege. The Pope's church preached as well the tale of the wandering Jew, doomed to be homeless until the Second Coming. Of course, Rome under Catholics remains as hostile as Rome under the pagans for this reason. The existence of the Jews is a threat. The existence of a Jewish people returned from exile before the Second Coming is as intolerable as being told by Galileo Galilei that the earth revolves around the sun, and not as the naked eye perceives the situation. For sure, even in our time, we speak of sunrise and sunset because that is how it looks to us, but our perception is faulty. And it took thousands of years of civilization to see and realize that. And what do you know, I think the current high priest in Mecca, who presides over the Grand Mosque, even the entire religion in Saudi Arabia, still believes the world is flat. That's his doctrine, as his predecessor did in the 1970s. I remember that one. The existence of the State of Israel, I think, discomforts apostate Jews like Ron Fabius, and post-Christians, presumably like Moratinos in Spain and Mogherini in Italy, the old commie. In this conception, accusations of crimes against the phantom Palestinians are just an excuse. The only way such types can manage their anger at the Jews for standing for the message of good and evil and the existence of God, especially in our time, with its fashionable atheism and postmodernist relativism, which declares there is no good or evil, only points of view. Oh well, that's for the Church of Rome. Recognizing a phantom state of Palestine for the phantom nation of Palestinians, in the future this may be seen as just another benchmark on the road to oblivion that this seems to be this institution's fate. For sure, the Catholic Church is in big trouble in several countries and jurisdictions for its continued Greco-Roman practice of sodomy among its holy men. The number of priests per nominal Catholics keeps plunging. For few are the new candidates for this community of sexually disturbed men for whom celibacy is an ideal. What is odd is the persistence of both Christians and atheistic leftists in Europe in their mutual need to dictate to Jews in the Promised Land where we may or may not live. In pre-emancipation Europe, Jews had to get permission, as I said before, to live anywhere, and here are this Argentinian Roman Catholic, like the presumptive atheist Mogherini, both opposed to Jews living once again in Judea and even ruling in Judea. Though I can only wish that official Israel will someday begin to open the eyes of such as these foreign ministry flunkies in Jerusalem, and the perpetuation of attitudes and behaviors towards us Jews that are centuries old, it would be nice for some Israeli officials to point out to these Europeans their obsessive-compulsive need to point the finger of guilt at us and accuse us of terrible crimes. And that was another news story here as well. The ICC is demanding in Europe, in The Hague, that Israel provide information to that court concerning Palestinian complaints of war crimes committed by the IDF last summer. You remember last summer when only the latest barrage of missiles, thousands of them, were launched at us. Every one a crime, an attempt to murder Jews at random, with the rocket launchers themselves today filing these complaints at the ICC of war crimes committed by the Jews at that time. Well, the world is crazy when it comes to Jews. The only explanation is the existence of God, with man still at war with him. For some, the Holocaust was proof of the non-existence of God. Yours truly, and there's something that enormous in world history proves just the opposite.
יש במה שעוד עתידיתי לקרות, מה כבר יכולתי לעשות? פעם מזמן הם שמחו עלי יותר, את סודם גילו צביטה בלחי, הם נתנו לי ואני טהור הייתי. אז לפני שהשתניתי קצת, לפני שהתלכלכתי בגוונים כהים, פעם כל כך רציתי להיות כמו גיבור מלחמה, רציתי להיות כמו נביא משוגע, רציתי להיות כמו סבי הזקן, רציתי שן שבי רצה להיות מוצאת. פעם כל כך רציתי להיות כמו גיבור מלחמה, רציתי להיות כמו נביא משוגע, רציתי להיות כמו סבי הזקן, רציתי להיות
listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa. Speaking as usual of the 24/7 rage at us, another attempted mass murder took place today, just about where the three Yeshiva boys were kidnapped last summer, and a young woman some weeks later was murdered by being run over. Today, four more Jewish boys were plowed into outside of Alon Shvut in Gush Etzion. Two were lightly hurt, two moderately, though you should know that can mean losing a leg, losing an arm. You survive, get a prosthetic replacement, but you're still crippled for life. That's called moderate around here. There was also a vague report later in the day that the driver had been identified or captured or turned himself in. Notice, too, yours truly did not begin this webcast with this news item, because it's so ordinary. Attempted Jew killing in these parts. I think the Pope in Rome would win greater respect around here if he would not only pronounce on what the ancient ones are entitled to, but also ask them to stop the Jew killing. I don't remember that he or any Pope has ever categorically come out and said from his balcony on a Sunday or on St. Peter's Square or during his Christmas sermon against these obsessive compulsive Arab attempts to murder Jews at random in what his human idol called Judea, not Palestine as he does. Oh well, this has been another webcast as well in deliberate avoidance of the domestic politics here in the world's one and only Jewish Commonwealth. What an embarrassment. Given the competition for a ministry with its fat salary and chauffeur-driven car and free trips abroad between so many players, Netanyahu wound up appointing an ex-con, Aryeh Deri, in prison for financial irregularities, to be Minister of the Economy. And a former Israeli General Gallant, likewise guilty of stealing and building on land, state land next to his property. He will be a deputy minister of something or other. The late news was that Bibi made it. He made the deadline of 7 p.m. this evening for naming all his ministers and deputy ministers and would announce his cabinet at that time. When it comes to world-class medicine and world-class high-tech innovation, Israel is world-class. But when it comes to self-governance, it's worse than the Three Stooges, who were, by the way, for those who don't know, Shomer Shabbos kosher Jews. It's worse because at least they were funny and didn't cost the taxpayers millions to satisfy their egos.
הודו לשם, קירו ושמו, הודיעו ועמים עלילותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התהללו בשם קודשו, ישמח לב מבקשי השם. דרשו השם והוא זו, בקשו פניו תמיד. השם קירו ושמו, הודיעו ועמים עלילותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. ישמח לב מבקשי השם. דרשו השם והוא זו, בקשו פניו תמיד.
And that was Psalm 105, verses 1 through 4, with a lick at the end Jimi Hendrix would have been proud of. Okay, that's it for this week, and I'll be back, God willing, on Sunday. Until then, Laila Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Me'eretz Yisrael.